Well, good morning po. And welcome po ulit sa gathering ng Crossroad Church. Ako po si Erickson Cruz at naglilingkod bilang isa sa mga elders po ng church. If you have been with us since simula po ng ating sermon series entitled Summer in the Psalms, ang prayer po namin ng mga pastors dito sa Crossroads is that God will use this series for you to grow in understanding the God of the Scripture, that you may have a right worship in Him and a right relationship sa Kanyang anak na si Jesucristo. Isa sa mga popular movie genre ngayon ay ang mga superhero movies. Sino po ba ang fan dito ng mga Marvel or DC movies? Yes, ako din po. Yeah. Somehow these movies reflect or mirror ang ating society ngayon, where there is oppression, exploitation, and injustices. And we are drawn sa quest ng mga superheroes in their fight for justice. Yung mga superheroes po sa mga movies depict a character for people to look up to and to count on. Our passage this morning points us to someone who is not fictional, who is far worthy of all our praise. If you are taking notes ngayon pong umaga, ang ating pong main point is, those whose hope is in the Lord will find a life of praise and salvation in Him. Ulitin ko po. Whose hope is in the Lord will find a life of praise and salvation in Him. Hinati ko po ang passage into 3 points. Una po, a life of praise. Verses 1 and 2. Second, a misplaced trust. Verses 3 and 4. Finally, point number 3, a sure hope. Verse 5 hanggang 10. So bago po tayo mag-proceed, why not let us ask the Lord for guidance ulit. Let's pray. Father in heaven, would you help us with your spirit as we look sa Psalm 146. Help us to be a good steward of your word, and may we listen intently so that we may live at your word. Amen. Buksan po muli natin ang ating mga Bible sa Psalm 146. The book of Psalms is divided po into 5 books. And in book 5, kung saan makikita natin ang ating passage, it is composed of 2 Davidic collections of Psalms. Psalms 108 hanggang 110 and Psalms 138 hanggang 45, placed at the both end ng book 5. Ang Psalm 146 is the first of 5 Hallelujah Psalms that concludes the Psalms or the Psalter. It is an adaptation of form of instruction to praise God, but also composed as a hymn. All of what had happened sa buong Psalms or Psalter leads up dito sa 5 Hallelujah Psalms. It is the resounding climax para sa kabuuan ng Psalter. Tingnan po natin ang unang point, a life of praise, verse 1 and 2. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Sa verse 1, ang panimula po ng Psalms na ito ay may 2 bahagi. Ang una po is papuri sa Diyos or hallelujah. Ang tono ng papuri na ito ay masasabi natin na masaya at may galak. Marahil sa pagkakaroon ng psalmist ng tiyak na kaalaman, pagkaunawa, pagmamahal, at pagsamba sa Diyos. In the English text sa ating mga Bibles, it is mentioned as, praise the Lord. Ngunit sa Hebrew text, ito po ay isang word lang na compounded word. A word that is made up of 2 Hebrew words. The first one is hallel, that has an imperative tone. And ang sabi po niya is to praise or you praise. And ang next compound word naman po is yung salitang ya, or spelling po niya is J-A-H. In other translation, or the modern translation po is spelled as Y-A-H. So it is a contracted form po ng pangalan ng ni Yahweh. Sabi po niya, praise Yahweh. He is as if commanding himself to praise Yahweh and includes the congregation to praise Yahweh. Then sa second part po ng verse 1, we read that he speaks to his soul. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Sabi po niya. An inward call to praise the Lord. The reason as to why he should praise the Lord ay makikita po, or it is given sa Psalm 145. Ito pong Psalm 145 and Psalm 146 are related both in theme and language. Psalm 145 is a final entry of Davidic Psalms, and it sets the tone for Psalm 146, where it gives us a picture kung sino po ang totoong hari. And it gives us the idea that this God-King is different sa lahat ng mga hari ng mundo. There is a certain greatness that is required and needed gaya ng isang servant na si King David to lead. Sabi sa Psalm 145 verse 3 that his greatness is unsearchable. Though David was a great king of Israel, he pales in comparison to this God-King whose greatness is unfathomable. Let us look naman po sa verse 2, where the psalmist says to himself, I will praise the Lord as long as I live. We can observe that this is a declaration of praise ng psalmist to the Lord. The necessity and urgency, his persistence and dedication that comes from having a right mind and correct posture ng puso that he must praise the Lord for the rest of his life. In other words, anything that he does in this life and the life to come, he will honor the Lord not only by his lips, but also by his lifestyle. A life of praise. We live lives for worship and praise to God. And also we observe as well sa second part of verse 2 that he meant to sing praises to the Lord while he has his being. We observe that there is an urgency in his action to honor God in the form of singing. Yes, pagkanta po, singing. God is honored maging sa inyong pagkanta. That is why dito po sa Crossroads, we are very selective sa pagpili ng mga songs na kakantahin every Friday, every Sunday morning. Because we want to honor the Lord. Selecting songs that would remind us and remind the congregation of His character, His grace and mercy, His mighty works, His compassion towards us sinners. We want to honor the Lord in our congregational singing. Not only here, but also sa inyong mga flat, in your villas, maging sa inyong mga workplaces. God is honored when you sing praises to Him. At hindi lamang po yun. You might be also ministering sa mga kapatid sa Crossroads. Ano po ba yung ibig ko sabihin doon? Through your singing, someone near you will be encouraged. Di ba po ang ganda? Through your singing, someone will be encouraged. We don't know who among us is struggling. Or maybe, at that moment, you are struggling sa buhay mo. May our singing be an encouragement to others as well. That is why I encourage you to join us in our congregational singing, even at the very start po ng church service. To be able to join other saints to give honor to the Lord through congregational singing. So let us honor God together and encourage one another as we sing praises to the Lord. So let us look at again sa bahagi po ng verse 2. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. This verse speaks of that moment sa buhay ng psalmist that in his last breath, he will celebrate in praising the Lord. That means even when the psalmist reaches the end of his life, maybe there in his deathbed, and every ounce of strength na meron pa siya, he will praise the Lord. A quote from the old Puritan na si John Trapp describes a German martyr na si George Carpenter who was sentenced to death. He said, George Carpenter, the German martyr, being desired by some godly brethren that when he was burning in the fire, he would give them some sign of his faith, answered, "Let this be a sure sign unto you of my faith and perseverance in the truth, that so long as I am able to hold open my mouth or to whisper, I will never cease to praise God and to profess his truth," which also he did, said another author. And so did many other martyrs besides. The way that the psalmist put verse 1 and 2 seems to be a personal worship for himself. But this was meant to be copied and applied sa buhay ng bawat congregation, to devote our lives to praise and glory of God. Are there moments in your life that it seems you are likely to give up? Kaya ko po naitanong ito is because we do feel yung effects ng kasalanan, that we are not prone from hardships that lead us to doubt God. We need to be mindful kapag tayo po ay nasa gitna ng mahirap na circumstances sa ating mga buhay. Kapag hindi po natin naunawahan ang nangyayaring pagsubok sa ating mga buhay, we tend to question God and ask Him the reason why. Pero that question leads to another question. Is God worthy of praise? It is good if we praise God every Sunday, whenever we feel good. Nakaka-receive tayo ng good news either sa family or sa workplace. May we have to remember po that life of praise is not tied up sa ating mga circumstances. A life of praise means praising God in good times and in bad times. In any season of our life, we should trust the Lord and praise Him. What happens then when we misplace our trust? Tingnan po natin ang ating point number 2, a misplaced trust, verses 3-4. Put not your trust in princesses, in a son of man in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he turns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. The psalmist gives a warning sa lahat ng mga nakikinig to put not their trust in mankind. From praising God and stating ang kanyang devotion in praising the Lord, to a warning on misplacing their trust. In verse 3, we read that the psalmist used the phrase, trusting in princesses. Ano po bang ibig sabihin ito? It could mean a general principle that the nation should not trust in human authorities or governments. Or it can point to a reference sa history ng Israel na kung saan the people of Israel wanting their own king, kagaya po ng mga surrounding nations. To me, ito po ay very sad moment sa history po ng Israel. Mababasa po natin ito sa First Samuel chapter 8 verse 5. This was the time na malapit na pong pumanaw ang si Prophet Samuel, who is the prophet and the last judge during the time po ng Israelites. First Samuel chapter 8 verse 5. Sabi po doon, they said to him, "Behold, you are old and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now appoint for us a king to judge us like all the nations." Their concern is to have a mortal king kagaya ng ibang mga nations to go before them. Sa tingin nila, ito ay mas practical and convenient way to have an earthly king na madaling puntahan, lapitan, pakinggan, that all the people can relate to. They have abandoned and rejected the Lord who was with them this entire time, the one and the true God King of their nation. Another example is yung sa nation po ng Judah's dependence on foreign kings for salvation. Mababasa po natin to sa 2 Kings chapter 16, verse 7 to 9. This is the time naman po kung saan ang kingdom of Israel is already divided into two kingdoms. The northern part is Israel and all the 11 tribes. And the southern part naman po is Judah and some portion po ng Benjamin. A war broke out. The king of Syria and the king of Israel were after Judah. At ang hari ng Judah that time is si King Ahaz. He was requesting to be rescued by a foreign ruler, ang hari ng Assyria. Mababasa natin that sa verse 8 that he even took silver and gold mula sa tahanan ng Panginoon upang ibayad sa hari ng Assyria. The king of Judah was looking for deliverance elsewhere instead to the Lord. Instead, sana, he has humbled himself and asked for deliverance dahil he thought it was convenient and practical sa kanya. The term princesses in the Hebrew language has a broad meaning. It means nadiv or noble, a noble person. People who have power, wealth, or the influential people of this world. Sabi po ng psalmist, "Do not put your trust in them, nor in a son of man or mankind." It is translated in Hebrew as Adam or a son of Adam, which sounds like earth or ground. When translated in Hebrew, it means Adama. Here are some reasons that not to put your trust in man. Mababasa po natin sa verse 4. Sabi po doon, "When his breath departs, he returns to earth. On that very day, his plans perish." This verse point us to the book of Genesis, where we read that man was the pinnacle of God's creation. He was created in God's image. He was given the breath of life. And he was given dominion over all creations to rule and master it. He was given the word of God, not to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the day that you shall eat of it, you shall surely die. Then mababasa natin sa Genesis chapter 3 that Adam disobeys God and was punished for his disobedience. And moving po two chapters further, we see the effects of sin sa mankind. In Genesis chapter 5, there is a resounding theme of death. Even though Adam lived for such a long time and his descendants with him, he died and returned to the earth. Ano po ba ang sabi ng Diyos sa Genesis chapter 3 verse 19? Sabi po ng Panginoon doon, "By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The psalmist points us sa fallenness ng man and the reasons why we cannot and should not put our confidence sa man. Ano po yung katotohanan na pinapoint out po ng psalmist dito? Una, ang man, kahit gaano pa siya kayaman o ka-impluensya, ay katulad ng lahat ng tao under the curse of sin. Pangalawa, they cannot keep their promises because they are fallen. No matter how influential they are not in control of things. Pangatlo, they are finite beings. They are mortals, and when they die, their wealth, their influence, plans, and promises die with them. The psalmist reminds the congregation about the mortality of human beings, that in man, there is no salvation, there is no deliverance. No matter how powerful, wealthy, or influential men and women of this world, they will soon cease to exist. And on that day they die, their plans, ideas, endeavors, and aspirations will also perish. If we misplace our trust and put our hope in man, in human ideas, human wisdom, and even our relationships, this will eventually fail. And it will leave you disappointed and worse, ruined. A fellow human being cannot save you. They cannot rescue you from your sins. They cannot be your savior, and vice versa. We should not allow other people to look up to us as their savior. Pero hindi po nangangahulugan na dapat po tayong laging may tamang hinala or suspicioso sa mga tao. The Bible also teaches that Christians should strive to be trustworthy. Without trust, there will never be genuine relationships. Our relationship in marriage is bound by trust between husband and wife. Our relationship in the church is built on trust. The church should be a safe place para sa mga kapatid who are hurting, na pwede nilang asahan for prayers and providing godly wisdom, counsel, and even practical needs. Children should trust their parents in taking good care of them. Husbands relied upon by the family to lead them. So how should we resolve this? The kind of trust that we give to church and our loved ones can lead us to praise God. Eventually, it points us to someone far greater and worthy of trust. What the psalmist is teaching the congregation, even ngayon sa atin, is that there is a particular kind of trust that is only reserved sa ating Panginoong Diyos. The kind of trust that sets the Lord above all else. We can trust people on varying levels, but we put our total trust, our total dependence, our total reliance in the Lord. Now, even if these men in positions of power or in the realm of influence, gaya ng mga politicians, teachers, parents, friends, schoolmates, spouses, children, even your pastors may fail us. That would result in hurts, betrayal, deception, frustration, broken promises, anger, or even grief. But God will never fail. Now let me ask you a question ngayong umaga. Saan na angkla ang iyong pagtitiwala? So I want to ask you this diagnostic question then. Who am I trusting in this life? To whom am I putting my hope? Are you placing your hope sa kung sino ang dapat umupo sa government para sa pag-unlad ng isang bansa? Or are you placing your security sa iyong company o sa iyong boss? Are you trusting that a better education or school can secure a better future para sa iyong anak or mga anak? Sa mga married couples, are you looking for your fulfillment and ultimate satisfaction sa inyong asawa? Sa mga kapatid at kaibigan natin mga singles, are you placing your trust sa isang future partner to be fulfilled and contented in this life? These things are good and comes from the hands of God. We should praise God for these relationships and blessings. But we should remind ourselves that although these are one of the reasons that we should praise God, they should not be the ultimate object of our trust and faith. Let go of any trust in a person or a person's idea that would lead you away from God. What wisdom from the world must you have to let go in order to fully trust in the Lord? Punta po tayo ngayon sa ating last point, point number 3, a sure hope. Now the psalmist is pointing us kung saan or kanino natin dapat ilagay ang ating pag-asa. This part gives us the character ng ating Panginoon. Reasons why we can and should hope in Him. Una, makikita po natin sa verse 5 hanggang 6 that the Lord is powerful. Sabi po sa verse 5 and 6, "Blessed is he who help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made the heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever." The psalmist transitions his topic from a negative to a positive topic. Before, in verse 3 and 4, he tells us that what to do, what not to do, that is not to put our trust in man, because even though how mighty or influential itong mga tao, they die and their plans perish. The psalmist now directs the congregation to the sure hope. Verse 5 tells us that the person whose help is the God of Jacob is called blessed, which means the blessing of God rests on those who look to God for help. The word help could also mean salvation or deliverance. The psalmist reminds the people where to look for deliverance. As we have read kanina in verse 3 and 4, that there is no help or salvation in man. No matter how powerful or influential they may be, tayo ay panatag dahil ang Diyos ay ating kaligtasan. We can sense that the psalmist had a first-hand experience sa kapangyarihan ng Diyos upang magligtas, na masaksihan niya mismo ang pagkilos ng Diyos sa kanyang buhay. We can also see sa verse 5 that the psalmist points out the congregation that true blessedness is looking to God as our sure hope. The reason is that the God of Jacob is the God who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything that is in them. Verse 6. The psalmist invites them to see that the God of Jacob is the powerful creator God who made everything. It is reassuring to the congregation and even to us that our hope is the God whose power surpasses even the most powerful human being then and even today. That God has the power to create and the power to sustain His creation. If God has the power to take care of His creation, then God is able to take care of your needs. Not only does our sure hope rest on God, who has the power and ability to sustain and take good care of His creation, but also, He keeps faith forever. Tingnan po natin muli ang verse 6. God, who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them, who keeps faith forever. How wonderful it is that God is faithful forever. I think there is a reason why the psalmist described the Lord as the God of Jacob. That God is not only powerful, but also the God who keeps His covenant with His people. Outside po ng Book of Psalms, we can read the Old Testament, how God established His covenant with the people of Israel through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Even though sa kanilang malawak na history, kung papaano ang bansang Israel ay paulit-ulit na nagkasala sa Diyos, sa paulit-ulit nilang paglabag sa kanyang kautusan, still, God remains faithful towards His people. It reflects that God is unchanging. Unlike the powerful people or man, na madalas pabago-bago at pagbago-bago ng kaisipan at ng desisyon. Ngunit ang Diyos ay nananatiling tapat. As they sing this hymn, the psalmist and the people of God need to be reminded about God's faithfulness for them and even for us, that we can continue to praise and trust Him. So the Lord is not only powerful, keeps faith forever, but also a God who cares for the weak and the needy. Verse 7 hanggang 9. God who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry, the Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widows and the fatherless. But the way of the wicked He brings to ruin. The psalmist then describes in a hymnic style ang character ng Diyos, that He is compassionate. And you may notice sa ating English Bible that the name of God, the Lord, is in all capital letters. Whereas in Hebrew, it is translated as Yahweh. The name of God uses exclusively to reveal Himself to the people of Israel. The God who is, the covenant-keeping God, He is a compassionate God. The psalmist is delighted in enumerating the mighty works of Yahweh. That is, God is not a God who is distance Himself from His creation, but a loving God who draws near to His people. The God who delights in caring for the weak and the needy. Pansinin po ninyo sa last part ng verse 9 that God does not delight in the wicked. Sabi po doon, but the way of the wicked He puts to ruin. This is a contrast to the righteous, whom God loved, mentioned in verse 8. This is an encouragement to God's people that there is an end to the wicked. Although sa ating panahon ngayon, the wicked is prospering, in God's perfect time, He will put an end to the wicked. Maybe this is a good prayer point for us, na panalangin natin that God put to ruin the plans of the wicked. Hindi po nilikha ng Diyos ang mundo upang magkaroon ng oppression or injustices o mataken advantage ang mga mahina or vulnerable sa ating lipunan. God hates evil and every wrongdoing. Every time na nakakita tayo ng mga balita na kung saan about sa mga krimen, it feels so hopeless. That is why we should grieve sin. Not only the sin that we see around us, but also the sin that we commit against God and against others. The Word of God in this passage is calling us to trust God, that He will ultimately put an end to evil. Again, tingnan po natin muli ang verses 7 to 9. Indeed, these passages point to the earthly ministry ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo. The signs and wonders made by Jesus were indication ng kanyang identity, that He was sent from the heavens to do the will of His Father. In Jesus, may mga pangako ang Diyos Ama na tinupad. The psalmist mentioned that God keeps faith forever. That is, He is a covenant-keeping God who is true to His word and who keeps His promises and fulfilling them. He kept His covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that extends hanggang kay King David, that His throne would reign forever. The Messianic lineage was established in King David's family that the promised Messiah would come, where the blessing of Abraham would be fulfilled. God kept His promise by sending His Son, Jesus Christ, that He might become our salvation. Friends, we need to be reconciled sa banal na Diyos. You see, we are all born sinners. Our sin that we have inherited from Adam and Eve kept us separated from God. But God, in His mercy, sent His Son, Jesus, who loves to do the work that His Father does, who felt compassion for the oppressed, who fed the hungry, gave sight to the blind, cared for the foreigners, and is a friend to sinners, as those to the weak and the fatherless. Though He gave His life as a payment for our sins, His love for us did not cease. On the third day, He rose from the grave. And for those who hope and trust in Christ for salvation, He gave them the right to be God's people, that they will praise and worship God. The miracles of Jesus during His earthly ministry are still at work today. For those who trust in Him, Jesus gives freedom over the bondage of sin and Satan. He opens the eyes of the spiritually blind so that they may receive understanding. For those who hunger for deliverance, Jesus feeds them the bread of life. He welcomes those who are afflicted so that in Him, they may find rest. Jesus is the friend of sinners, and those who come to Him and trust in Him for salvation, He will never cast them out. Ang panawagan po ng gospel message is to repent from your sin and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. The psalm ends with another reason to praise the Lord. Look at verse 10. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generation. Praise the Lord. The psalmist rejoices in celebrating with another declaration of praise, that the Lord will reign forever. Nakita po natin from the beginning ng psalm that the psalmist begins with a declaration of praise. And in the last verse, another declaration of praise. The Lord is to be praised from beginning to end. He is our sure hope because He is all-powerful, compassionate, and His rule will never end. It is our sure confidence that those who trust in God through Jesus Christ will enjoy lahat ng mga benefits na nabanggit from verse 5 hanggang 9 that God will continue to give. And we will also continue to enjoy this blessing because the Lord will reign forever to all generations. Psalm 146 teaches us about a son of man in whom there is no salvation, which points ultimately to us that Jesus, the Son of Man, in whom we have salvation. Let us meditate sa kabutihan ng Diyos, sa kanyang character. Let us grow in understanding and knowledge of God. Because the truth is, we are not going to seek help from someone who we do not trust. Crossroad Church Dubai, lift up your eyes. God is calling us to look beyond this created world. Look far beyond man. Look to the Creator. Our God alone can save us, who reigns forever. One of the best ways that we as a church can live out this truth is to cultivate a life of praise. So let us continue to spur each other on and grow together a life that is praising Him as long as we live. Because those whose hope is in the Lord will find a life of praise and salvation in Him. Tayo po'y manalangin. Father, we praise You because time and again, You have demonstrated Your love and care for shepherding Your people through Your word. Help us to cultivate a life of praise and help us to grow deeper and deeper in knowing You and in trusting You. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.